Meeting to order. It's five after 10. Resource Committee members present at the time are Kim Elton, Senator Dyson, Senator Ben Stevens, and myself, Chairman Tom Wagoner. I'm going to limit the testimony. I'm going to try and limit it as to the number of people we have to testify. And right now in Kodiak LIO, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And you've got no other lists in yet there?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start out limiting it to 3 minutes per testifier. So I will interrupt you at the end of 3 minutes. We've got 2 hours set aside, and we expect quite a few other testifiers. So please be cognizant of the time that you're taking, and please don't get mad at me when I cut you off, because you've been forewarned about the amount of time you have. So let's get started, and the first person is in the Kodiak LIO is Lee, is it Tomet?
Lee Tomet, that's right.
Go ahead, Lee.
Good morning. I'm against Senate Bill 113. My family is 90% dependent on commercial fishing. However, we do not participate in the parallel fishery, and we're not jig fishermen. This bill clearly goes against our state constitution in two ways. First, it bypasses our basic right to our legislative process by allowing the Board of Fish to make decisions that would be made on a legislative level. And second, it allows the allocation of our state fishery resources, that equating to the privatization of our public resources. Both of these issues are seriously impingent to my rights as an Alaskan citizen. It has also been alluded to that this bill will benefit coastal communities. Last week, I watched the committee on television where Ed Dershowitz, Art Nelson, and I believe his last name is Twomey, sat before you. And in trying to understand what the bill is about, Senator Stevens had some very good questions. And one of his final questions was, will this be good for the community? And Ed Dershowitz answered, yes. And quite frankly, I was infuriated because this will not be good for our community here. There's people packed in this building today that are against this bill. The benefit would be to specific user groups, and it's outweighed by the economic loss to our local residents and our communities. We do not see this as beneficial to the majority of stakeholders, that being our fishermen, their families, and their local community. The Senate bill will only benefit a select few, and the bill itself is not even clear as to who those are. If our state is in need of a new program to address issues within the fishery, it should follow the normal process of starting at the local level to see what would be the most beneficial to the communities and those that are involved. Any program that is implemented needs the support of all those that will ultimately be affected. There's quite a few people here. Please take into consideration their ideas, and please don't let this bill pass. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Lee, for testifying. I want the record to show that Senator Stevens has just joined us, and also at the front of the room now, we have Senator Gary Stevens. So, Julie Kavanaugh?
Yes, good morning, Chairman Wagner and Senator. I'm Julie Kavanaugh. Thank you for this final opportunity to address Senate Bill 113. It has been a long and thought-provoking journey. Senate Bill 113 is a bill written to support a dedicated access privilege in state waters. DAP is a concept closely marrying the federal ISQ program. It is the closest outright ownership of a resource that could be conceived in state waters. The DAP program is an attempt to finagle its way through the Constitution, and there are two major legal roadblocks holding up this dedicated access concept. Number one, the intent to reserve ownership of a specific amount of the resource for an individual prior to retention, and the access rights to the resource awarded to that other than an individual. The intent that you can provide exclusive rights to harvest a specific amount of fish creates ownership prior to